I'm Dr. Melissa Brown. I'm a research associate at Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. I'm also the CEO for the Center for Value-Based Medicine that was started, 10, 15 years ago. It's a think tank in Philadelphia. And the doctors there really look at medical economic data, do quality of life research, primary research with patients, to be able to evaluate, really apply it and evaluate what works in medicine and what doesn't work. Because we can tell over the years, we're going to need that economic data. For myself, I want to make sure my kids and now my grandkids have good health care. And I think unless we're able to show what works and what doesn't work with good data, it's going to be difficult to make sure that healthcare system stays nice and strong. Welcome to Medscape Ophthalmology Insights, coming from the American Academy of Ophthalmology in New Orleans. This part is part of a series of commentaries produced in cooperation with Medscape and Wills Eye Hospital. Today, I'll be talking about the value of cataract surgery. I do it within the foundation of value-based medicine. And value-based medicine is not something to be complicated. It's really very easy. It's the practice of medicine based on value. You've all heard about evidence-based medicine. This takes it one step higher. Practice of medicine based on value. And the value we're looking at is patient value and financial value gained from our medical interventions. Usually when I talk about it, I have a nice big poster that shows three different blocks. The first block is evidence-based medicine, the second says value, and the third is economic analyses. And it's basically a flow chart. We start with our evidence-based medicine. That's our clinical trials. There's a whole lot of that stuff being reported this week at the Academy. We have lots of great clinical trials that give us good data on what the different interventions can do. What they don't tell us very much about is what kind of value is it to different patients. And that's how we work on that. So we take our evidence-based medicine, put and apply patient value to that, then we look at the costs and figure out, okay, how much does it cost to get this great value, and is it really worth it? Is it a good thing? We know we want to give interventions that have good value, but if you have ones that are similar, let's see what types of costs there are. When we look at patient value, we're looking at the improvement of length of life or quality of life. And in ophthalmology, for the most part, we're really looking at improving the quality of life through improving your vision. The mechanism by way we do it, or the methodology, is called utility analysis. And that can compare, we use it because it can compare quality of life for all health states across all fields of medicine, not just ophthalmology. The ability to assess quality of life changes in patients done in this methodology is all-encompassing. You don't have to worry about having patients not count certain things, such as their concern for their life, or their concern for their family's well-being, et cetera. And lastly, we can use utility analysis and economic analyses, which, of course, is very important to me. The anchors in utility analysis start from, and the measurement starts from 0.0, which represents the worst health, and in this case, death, to 1.0, which is perfect health, and again, in this case, that would be 20/20 OU. And if you line up the different utilities, the mean utilities that we have found after evaluating thousands of patients, they line up pretty linearly, actually, from the range of NLP-LP, the health state of LP, is about 0.3 on that scale from 0 to 1. And it ranges all the way up to 1.0 for someone who is permanently has 20/20 vision. And what we're looking at is how can we document the improvement in quality of life that's gained by our interventions, and today we're going to be talking about cataract surgery. We take our total patient value gained, and that's found out from that utility that we just talked about, the improvement in it. Say you take someone from 20/80 to 20/20, which we'll talk about, that improves their utility. You can take that difference, the utility gain, times the duration of the benefit, say that's going to be 13 years that someone's going to live with that cataract and have that better quality of life, And you multiply that and you get an objective measure called a quality adjusted life year QALYs. I'm sure many of you have heard of that. So given that background, let's revisit cataract surgery to assess the patient value gained and the financial value gained, which I think you're going to find fascinating, I certainly did, gained from cataract surgery. So the evidence that we're going to start with, remember that clinical trial, it's all of our work is only as good as our trials and our evidence. So the evidence we use is from the PORT study, the patient outcomes research team, and their mean pre-op vision was 20/83, and their mean post-op vision was 20/27. So we're really looking at get the utility change from 20/83 to 20/27. And when we crunched those numbers, we looked at a 13-year model because the mean age, that's really taking the mean age from that study and adding up to life expectancy, and that was about 13 years. And we found, after crunching those numbers, over that 13-year period, cataract surgery conferred a gain of 1.62 QALYs. Hard to appreciate by itself. But if you then convert that to the percent gain in quality of life, it comes out to 20.8%. And that's the same as it was in 2000 when we did a study headed up by Brandon Busby at our group. It's the same. But if you do two eyes, bilateral cataract surgery, you even bump up the quality gain up to 2.8, and the percent improvement in quality life comes up to 36.2. Now, you're thinking, okay, what do those numbers mean? Are they good? Well, first of all, they're great. But let me give you some comparisons, and again, I apologize that I can't have these out for you. But let's take it from the top. An example of something like the percent improved of bilateral cataract surgery of 36 is Salinger-Ellison syndrome treated with proton pump inhibitors. That gives you a quality of life of about 38%. Depression, we've got some great drugs for depression. It's a big problem. It does great things, and that's up in that range as well. One-eyed cataract surgery, it's about 20%, as we said. Similar to treatment of glaucoma with an example of timolol. And you can see there's also antihypertensive therapies. That quality of life gain is around 6 to 9%, depending on which one you use. And statins, there's a lot of people out there, probably some of you listening, that are on statins for hyperlipidemia. That improvement in quality of life is 3 to 5%. So you can see that for cataract surgery, that 20% one eye and 36% in the second eye is an amazing number. Good to be able to quantify it. So that's patient value. Now let's go to that third block, analyses, economic analyses, and look at the financial gain that we can. This gets a little bit rough, it gets a little bit dry, so we're going to try hard to keep you interested in this. The direct medical costs for a unilateral cataract surgery in 2012 was a number probably you should know or remember for a little bit through this talk. It's $2,653, so we'll call it $2,600. So that was in 2012. You should probably be interested and not surprised to find out that's 34% less than in 2000. These are the direct medical costs, remember, what we pay doctors, what we pay the hospitals, the surgery centers, et cetera. In 1985, this is 85% less. And out of that, and this won't shock anybody, the physician fee now in 2012 is 90% less than it was in 1985. That's just an aside. So when we look at financial value, we look at several things. One is the direct medical costs spent. The direct medical costs is what Medicare and the other third-party insurers pay. So that's money out of their bank. And that's what people look at. That's what the government looks at. That's what our policymakers look at. How much money does it cost to have cataract surgery in this country, in a patient, over what period of lifetime? What I'm suggesting is we also look at our societal gains, not just what Medicare has to pay, but with cataract surgery, what does Medicare get back? And from the good work of Jonathan Javitt and Shermer, we find out that there is when we look at the societal aspects, less depression, less injuries, less nursing home admissions, SNF admissions, less caregiver costs for the patient, and increased wages from a standpoint of someone with better vision can keep that better paying job or keep a job at all. And this will surprise you. The doctor's fees probably won't. But the societal return on investment for that $2,600 for that patient, it cost Medicare $2,600. The societal ROI for one eye over 13 years is $121,198. That's a 4,567% gain. I'm going to say that again, 4,500% gain. Not 20% gain quality of life, not 2, not 18, 4,000% gain. Huge. Doesn't have to pay very much for an amazing return. And that amazing return is increasing visual acuity, and it tells us how important to each of our patients vision is. So let's look a little bit bigger. The cataract extraction, cataract surgery, direct medical costs in 2012, all in, is $4.8 billion. The cataract surgery, though, ROI, over that 13 years, is $123.5 billion. That's because there's less depression and you pay less for that. Less injuries. As I said before, this is all money in the bank to Medicare, Medicaid, and our third-party insurers. To the patients, there's less caregiver costs, which is a huge part of that savings on the $123.5 billion. Increased wages go back into the GDP. So you got money that goes back into Medicare, much more than what goes out to pay for the direct costs. So in summary from this, cataract surgery has great patient value, outstanding financial value, and the return on investment that we put into cataract surgery, unilateral and bilateral, is phenomenal. So the take-home to patients, putting all these numbers aside, just understanding the viewpoint of how important it is, to our patients who might see this, they need to understand your quality of life is going to be greatly enhanced if you do have cataracts that are visually disabling. Now, I would suggest to our policymakers, listen up, guys and gals. Improving vision enhances your constituents' quality of life, and it makes money. In fact, it mints money in the process of spending a lot less. And to you guys that take home to our physicians, be assured you do a great service to your patients and actually to your government and to society. We have good data that supports bilateral cataract extraction is very cost-effective and helpful to your patients. And what I want you to do after sitting and listening to me is understand it's not going to help as much if it stays just in this group who's listening to this. Go ahead and figure out who your federal representative is. Become a resource for that person. Stay involved with that part of it because, you know, I think they really need us. So understand how important it is. Feel rest assured you're doing a great job and spread that word around. It's been great being here with you today. I thank you very much.